Look, I think we knew that, you know, both chambers of the state legislature were pretty competitive, and I think that's how it turned out. You know, there's still a few outstanding races, but I thought going into this that a Republican sweep would have been sort of less likely than a Democratic sweep. We did get a Democratic sweep, although, of course, the majorities of the Democrats won are, you know, going to be fairly small, again, with a few uncalled races out there. And broadly speaking, across the nation and other races that we were watching, the Kentucky governor's race, an abortion rights vote in Ohio, a Supreme Court race in Pennsylvania, Democrats mostly did really well in those races. And so it was a good night for Democrats, broadly speaking.
You know, Governor Glenn Youngkin has been relatively popular this entire time. So how did his ideas and proposals get swatted down, you know, so spectacularly last night?
If he was spectacularly swatted down. I mean, again, there were a lot of close races. You know, the race for the majorities were small. You know, some of the races broke toward the Democrats. You know, I will say that I think that back in 2021, when Youngkin won and the rest of the Republican ticket won and they won the House of Delegates that year, it was sort of a perfect storm. It was a really good political environment for Republicans that year. I just don't think the environment was quite as good this time. You know, Democrats, despite Youngkin's efforts, you know, have an overall money advantage in this race, which I think is important. You know, the other thing about Virginia is that these off-year elections, the electorate that shows up is just more Republican-leaning than what you'd see in a federal election. And so, you know, even if Republicans had won last night, I don't think it would have been predictive for 2024. I think Virginia's, you know, Democratic-leaning state at the federal level.
Any other thoughts before we let you go?
One thing that's important, so of course, Governor Youngkin can veto anything that the House and the Democratic House and Senate passes. But the way you can propose constitutional amendments to Virginia voters is the House and the Senate can vote to put those on. The House and Senate would have to do that again in 2025 to get anything on the ballot, like abortion or something like that. But Democrats could at least start the process on that. That's one helpful thing about having both chambers.